Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's been a tough second half. I think you look back to, you know, the season on the whole. We got off to a tough start in April, 3-12, and then bounced back, got to six games over 500 in late June. And we're thinking, okay, here we go. It's gonna be a replay of, you know, the previous two seasons where, you know, we're in contention all the way and then, you know, hopefully make the playoffs. And then July hit and it was tough. We didn't pitch well and we didn't hit. And when you don't do either, that's a bad combo. And we really took we really hit a low valley in July, and it sort of carried over to the middle of August. And it really took the wind out of our sails.
And you look at the homestand, and I'm sure it's frustrating when you go up against, say, a St. Louis and win back-to-back 2-1 games. You pitch well. You get some timely hitting in other games. So it's frustrating when you look back at that stretch.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I talk to the guys all the time, you know, the media about, you know, when you assess a season, you look at the broad view, and it really comes together. But, you know, there has been, you know, like this homestand, like you said, the Cardinals came in playing really well. Mm-hmm. We pitched well, won 2 out of 3, and had two to one victories twice back to back. First time in Rockies history that happened at this ballpark. Mm-hmm. And then swept the Padres and won the first game the other night from the Mets. So a little bit better on both sides, the pitching and the hitting. But, you know, you look at the big picture. It's been frustrating here in the second half for us.
You try to find some gems or bright spots in that. McMahon, Hampson, people like that. Have you found some people here along the way?
Yeah, I think we're starting to look at some guys that have been on the radar, who've got some playing time this year, and I think have solidified themselves as players. You mentioned McMahon and David Dahl, who you haven't seen, you know, made the All-Star team. He's been banged up now, and he's going to miss the remainder of the season. He's missed about 6 weeks already. So, you know, those guys are future everyday players. Ramil Tapia is a guy that, you know, we think highly of, can be a productive contributor on a big league team. Mm-hmm. Garrett Hampson has found his way here about the last month. We think he's also a contributor in a super utility role. Some young pitching has come up. You've seen Estevez and Diaz the last two nights for us pitch well. So, you know, we got some pieces that to go along with Arenado and Story and Blackman and Murphy and Desmond and our guys. So, you know, we'll bounce back. Yeah, we'll bounce back.
All the Mets have to do is go 11-0, and they're hoping that that you can help out by taking care of the Brewers at the end of the season, possibly.
Well, you know, hey, listen, I've seen crazy things happen in this game. I saw it in 07 when I was with the Padres, and the Rockies won 21 out of 22 at the end of the year. So anything's possible. I know with the Mets starting pitching, they're going to keep you in games. I know that, and I do know this: we're going to play hard today against the Mets, and when those Brewers come around. And if they're still in contention, we're going to play hard and do everything we can, because I think everybody in this game has a great deal of pride and understands the integrity of what it is to play to win. So the Rockies will do that.
Thanks a lot, as always, Bud. Feel better, okay?
Thanks, Ed.